Now, traveling the narrow, hilly back roads, the green-lined highways of New England, hundreds of gleaming aluminum recreational vehicles with soft curves are wending their way home. The Airstreams were in Essex Junction, Vermont, for the annual Wally Byam Caravan Club International Rally. Their owners gather each summer to celebrate the design and function of the classic Silver Bullet. Neil Charnoff of Vermont Public Radio reports.
The formula for an Airstream trailer hasn't changed in more than 70 years. Riveted aircraft-quality aluminum curved for the ultimate in aerodynamics. Sleek, silver, and solid. Ray Landman of New York City heralds the durability of the Airstream.
Airstreams will last almost forever. There is nothing to wear out.
Bud Cooper of Texas puts it another way.
They don't rot, rust, nor burn.
A 54-piece band made up of caravan members kicks off the festivities. Named for Wally Byam, who designed the first Airstreams in the 1930s, the rally is a celebration of the Airstream way of life, which hasn't changed much in 70 years.
It's a 1935 Airstream Torpedo, the oldest existing Airstream trailer in the world.
Norman Willard Holman Jr. is from Pensacola, Florida. Next to him is a vehicle that looks like a boiler on wheels with a wasp-like tail.
My father bought the plans in 1935. It took him 2.5 years to complete it. The first trip with the trailer was made in the fall of 1937.
Everett Harrington of Boylston, Massachusetts, has been Airstreaming for 40 years, these days with his wife, Evelyn.
I was widowed for 14 years, and so I found this the most congenial place for a widower to be, to give other people help and to be helped by himself.
I was a tent camper, but we ended up getting married anyhow.
Not everyone finds true love in the Airstream Village, but Evelyn Hitt of Madison, Mississippi says you will find fellowship.
We love the people in this club. There's a camaraderie like family.
So, as the burgers sizzle, people play cards and socialize. And perhaps they inspire the next generation of Airstreamers.
I love it. I can't wait to get myself retired, so I'm waiting for the day.
Jen Rehm of Hershey, Pennsylvania will have to be patient. She's only 15. For NPR News, I'm Neil Charnoff.
Our program is directed by Carlene Watson, edited by Franklin Cater, and produced by Graham Smith. The technical director is Marty Curcius.
The production staff includes Sarah Saracen, Jeff Rogers, Lisa Harmon, Andrea Hsu, Matt Martinez, Ben Gilbert, and Vince Pearson.
Our executive producer is Christopher Turpin. The managing editor for NPR News is Barbara Rehm. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.